There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Pleased now to say we're talking about transport in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Now, Saudi is a big country. It's got a population of around 30 million. It's over 1,000 kilometres wide from Medina east to Al-Hufuf, and a north-south length of around 1,500 kilometres. Yesterday on the show, we were talking about rail transport in the kingdom as there was an update on the Mecca-Medina rail link, the Haramain high-speed rail project. In the studio, pleased now to welcome Jennifer Aguinaldo, Transport and Technologies Editor at Mead. Good morning to you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
The HSR project between the two holy cities was due to be ready about 18 months ago. Why the delay? What happened?
Right. If you step back a few years, when the contract was signed in 2012, the rail was supposed to be operational in January 2017. But in 2015, there were some payment delays, I believe.
From Saudi Arabia to the Spanish side.
That's right. Which then led them to an arbitration, and they reached an agreement in November 2016, pushing back the project by 14 months. So that should have been March 2018. However, last year it emerged that it appears that some of the stations are lagging behind the construction timeline, which these stations were awarded to a different set of contractors, mainly Saudi Bin Laden Group with a Turkish contractor and Saudi OJ. So that is the main reason why it has been delayed.
We heard, I mean, we were talking on this show quite a lot about 18 months ago, about the Saudis government's decision to delay payments as much as they could, to chop 5% off payments as much as they could. And, I mean, it is being built by a large Spanish consortium. I think it's about 12 companies in that consortium, and also Saudi partners. And the Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman, visited Spain last month to try and play a key role in resolving those disagreements between the parties over the delay in completing the project. So what's the story, as you know? Did he then sort of settle all the bills, go with his checkbook and settle all the bills?
Well, what we know from November 2016, when they initially reached an agreement from that arbitration, is that they paid the Saudi consortium $158 million. I'm not sure if there's an additional billing there's likely going to be, but if the delay is caused by the other set of contractors, then most likely I imagine that there won't be as much an equal value of bill as it was in 2016.
So you've slightly reduced, yeah. Trains scheduled to start on the line this September, but only at a rate of 4 per week, which is not very much for a big new expensive railway. Daily services won't start for a year after that. Why is that?
Well, I think it's for every major rail project, even if you look at the North-South Railway, the passenger component of the North-South Railway, which is 1,400 kilometers, they're proceeding by phases. So they would start with the shorter distances just to test that everything works, from ticketing to the track to the signaling system, and to ensure that everything works perfectly and seamlessly before they roll it out to the longer section of the rail network.
The North-South Railway possibly has even more problems than the Mecca-Medina one, because it goes right through the middle of Saudi Arabia. Where does it start? Tabuk or somewhere up there?
Right now it's north to south. I think the Riyadh to Hail is now operating several days
but
a week.
It is
going to
go right the length of the kingdom,
exactly.
Which is long, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, that's the
so
plan.
The Mecca Medina one that we're talking about is a 450-kilometre route, and it's over sandy terrain. And it's obviously not difficult to imagine, if you've lived here for a while, that sand could easily cover the line on windy days. And this is a high-speed service as well, moving at around 300 kilometres an hour. So it's easy to see why there's a lot of caution over that. I mean, our own UAE sulphur trains up in the Western Province. I don't know if you've been up to see them. They've had to fight sand on tracks as well, but they trundle along along very slowly compared to these high-speed trains. What solution have they found, short of having men with shovels standing along the line?
I know. I think Talgo is the Spanish company that's providing the rolling stock. So they basically, so technical challenges, engineering challenges include the sand as well as the heat. So they've been testing the rolling stock is now in Saudi Arabia, so it's been undergoing tests in terms of handling 50 degrees heat as well as in terms of the sand accumulating on the track. I think the wheels of the rolling stock have something called the sand blower, such that when the rolling stock pass through, then they are able to sort of remove or filter the sand accumulating on the track. I think there are special considerations made, features added into the rolling stock.
I can imagine that would work if you had trains going along a line every hour, but if you've got four a week, it's not going to be particularly effective, is it?
Well, that's you're right. Exactly right. But I think they're talking about some air filters. I haven't seen the truck as it is.
I'm picturing a leaf blower attached to the front of the train. Am I wrong?
It's something like that, isn't it?
It's called a sand blower on the wheel attached.
Is that the same as that we've got on our sulfur trains?
I am not sure. I'll get back to you on that one if that's right.
It's a real challenge to have rail out here. And you mentioned the rails, of course, and you know it gets hot and they do warp. Rails do warp. The kingdom refers to itself as the custodian of the two holy mosques. It takes its responsibilities to the wider Islamic world very seriously. And the importance of this line is that it links the two holy cities in the kingdom, Mecca and Medina, as well as Jeddah International Airport, the main conduit in and out of the country for pilgrims. It now looks as though the full service will be up and running for the 2020 Hajj season. There are obviously other railways and metro projects underway in Saudi Arabia. When do you think everything will join up to be one big holistic network?
Well, they have a master plan set up over a decade ago. So the master plan says by 2040, they are aiming for 10,000 kilometers of track in Saudi Arabia, up from the current 2,400. So I think, of course, that master plan was set in place during the years of high oil prices. So 10,000 kilometers of urban railway and mainline railway, that's basically the ambition by 2040. I would imagine they might have to move that
back as well. What about the Jeddah Metro? Because that's the one that will immediately affect the link in.
That's right. Well, the Jeddah Metro is one of the four urban rail projects that are now being considered to be procured using a PPP framework. So right now, the National Center for Privatization is spearheading a plan to privatize the procurement of this scheme.
Jennifer, before we let you go, let me ask you about something that I was very pleased to hear about a few years ago. That was the North-South Railway up and down the Gulf from Kuwait, going down Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Qatar, the UAE and down to Oman.
The GCC Railway.
And it's moved in fits and starts, really. I wanted to be a passenger that went all the way down because I thought it would be a wonderful trip in terms of train journeys. But it really has almost fallen apart. Countries moving at totally different speeds. We are doing our bit here in the UAE. When do you see the whole network becoming a reality?
Well, if we step back again, if you look at this Haramain Railway that took over 10 years to get off the ground, I think they mentioned that they want the GCC Railway by 2018 and that has been moved to 2021. So 3 years from in my opinion would be too short to get a 1,200 kilometer railway off the ground. So I've seen a document that says the Etihad Railway is aiming to connect with Saudi Arabia and Oman by 2024. So I think that might be the timeline, slightly more realistic timeline to look at having the GCC Railway perhaps on trial operations or...
Do you think that this railway will actually become an industrial railway rather than a passenger railway?
Yes, I believe so.
Because it's just not going to move fast enough to keep people happy.
Yes, I believe so. Even the UAE rail, the Etihad Railway right now, even for the next two phases, will be focusing on freight, really. So I think the priority will be to be able to move freight across the GCC using rail.
Jennifer, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us this morning. Jennifer Aguinaldo, Transport and Technology Editor at Mead. We do appreciate it. Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.